DJC.
Jerry, N4DJC, N4ZLK. JC, N4ZLK.
Dear Jane, and your OTR.
I was waiting for sirens to clear out before I got responded to him, so maybe he left the room. How are you, Tom?
It's N0TR. Oh, I just sat down to a beautiful meal Bernice made, and we had barbecued chicken thighs, scallop potatoes, baked beans, French bread. What else, Mom? That's all.
Lovely. You always talk about what she's baking or cooking when I'm hungry. It never fails.
But, Shane, there's two of them left here. You ought to just come by and partake.
Tom, traffic's too bad. There's no way I'd make it over there and to work in time. But, yeah, thank you. I would. Go ahead, Jerry.
Shane, are you done for the day?
Yeah, I'm headed in. I changed to a night run about the 1st of October.
As you did, Friday night over into Saturday morning, I guess. Tom, you doing okay today?
Yes and no. I had a little bit of a tummy ache this morning, but other than that, I've got quite a bit done. I had a bunch of paperwork to do and been working down in the basement some. And well, I've got chicken eggs. I think I picked up about 7 today. But this old gloomy weather, it makes your bones ache, though, Shane, when you get old.
I've heard that. I broke my arm years ago, and everybody said, oh, you're gonna feel the weather now. I had a pin put in it and all that. It shattered it pretty bad. It's stiff all the time. I don't have the range of motion that I used to have, but it doesn't ache, so I don't know. I haven't gotten to that point yet. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way, Shane. I had I got a titanium plate in my neck and had a disc replaced about 15 years ago. It acts up every once in a while, but I don't know if it's got anything to do with the weather. Not my matter of fact, my orthopedic guy that when I fell and thought I broke my hip, he said, your hips look good. We don't see any arthritis in your hips. And then I said, well, that's good, I guess. But I'm just, I'm just creaky though all over. I need some WD-40 or something on some of my joints, I think.
Bernice says I got an artificial brain because it kind of, my head swells at times. She has to slap me around a little bit.
I don't have a heart, then that there would be a problem here. It would remind me of an old story because we got the rusty man and the one without the brain. So, go ahead, Jerry.
Man, I tell you what, it does. I mean, it does. Weather does affect me. It's dreary like that. Of course, I can't get outside, do anything, and I've been out driving around a little bit today. It's just kind of dismal to get out there and ride. I don't envy you at all, Shane, especially going through the Atlanta traffic. I know you have to get out 85. I'm supposing you do. It's the worst time of the week and day to do that, I guess.
They seem to do a lot of construction on a Friday night, but I'm hoping because it's raining they won't. But last night, coming back up, they had a rolling roadblock, and I sat for almost an hour and almost didn't move for that whole hour coming back up down around Commerce. But I'm hoping they're going to take a break tonight. At 85, I got to go up to Spartanburg when I get in here. I go up there first, and that's usually where the worst part is, going up and back just to Spartanburg from Greenville. But you just got to take it slow and take it easy. Anyway, go ahead, Tom. N4, is that okay?
I told Bernice I had to change this channel on this TV set. It's about food. It's on that
fried food.
Yeah, fried food. And they're sitting there eating it, and I can't hardly stand to watch it. I'm so full. Well, Shane, I'll tell you, that wet pavement and the blacktop and that, and oh, probably the fog, too. It all adds to the to the danger and the stopping distances, and there are some out there that don't even slow down on nights like this, and so that's kudos to you. It's scary.
Very crazy people. Yeah. I see a lot of accidents on nights like this, and you know, it's just unnecessary, in my opinion, watching the way people weave in and out of traffic. I just try to keep a lot of distance, and I get paid by the hour, and they tell me, you know, don't just go slow. We don't expect you to be tailgating or anything else. In fact, they don't want any of that, so that's fine with me. I'll just, you know, just work until I'm done and just take my time. That's all I can do. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Jerry.
Right, I tell you, that area, of course, going from Greenville to Spartanburg, that's about one of the worst trips, and back I've been in years. It just, they impressed. It's better than it was, but it's still awful. I mean, it's a parking lot in the afternoon going up there, and I always hated traveling back from, you know, when I worked in Greenville, I would travel most of the time, but I have to go to the office a couple of days a week. I just absolutely hated coming back towards, from Woodruff Road back down towards, down towards Anderson, because that, you know, you hit that 153 exit there and all that. I guess it's mica or something they had in the road mix. It just blinds you coming down there, and it's worse heading back up there in the afternoons heading towards Spartanburg. Commerce is, you know, they were doing some bridge work last time we were through there, and that's been some months, several, a number of months ago, but it seems like they're always building something there. I did want to ask you something, Shane. Let me let this thing drop. My nephew is an over-the-road driver, and I heard this from another guy that drives over the road, too, and he told me this, and I didn't realize it was a problem, but he told me, he said, you know, when, you know, a lot of people, you know, flash lights for this, so a truck can come in, he said, but he said, he does so much traveling out in the west, he said, a lot of times, he said, I don't like it because it blinds me. He said, I'd rather pull them to hit the emergency to pull up, you know, from one or two times and let them know, you know, I'm far enough up in front of them. Is that the case, or is that just something he made up?
Really bad spot under some power lines. Give me about 2 minutes and ask me that again. Tom, you go ahead and take it. Let me get out of here, or get out of this area. I couldn't understand what you were asking. N4ZLK.
10-0-TR. Bernice is clattering some deces over behind there, Jerry. If you hear any noise, I should be over there helping her. I usually do. And get the dishes ready for the dishwasher. Well, I was just wondering if Shane had cameras in that to help, and I didn't catch what your question was, Jerry. Why don't you just throw it out there again, and I'll listen to it.
DJC, my nephew is over the road, you know, driver. He drives mostly in the west, and he told me, the way we used to do it years ago is whenever, you know, a truck driver got in front of you, they need to pull over in front of you, you know, give them enough room. You know, we'd always flash the lights to put them on high beam or something, flash the lights to let them know they were clear. And he told me, he said he preferred for somebody to hit the emergency flashers rather than the high beam, because the high beam would blind him at night. And I said, yeah, I guess that makes sense, but that's the first time I've heard that in all the years of driving.
I'll take that if I can.
Go ahead, Shane.
Yeah, I don't know about the flashers, because it's kind of hard to see that, but I prefer if someone, like, flips their light off. And some of the trucks, actually, some of our trucks, when another truck passes us, they have a little button you can push, and it'll turn the lights completely off, the headlights. Because when you do flash, if you hold them on, yeah, it is kind of bright, but they really, now there are so many drivers in the cars, they don't even turn their bright lights off anymore. They just, and it is a pain, even sitting up that high, you have a car coming up behind you with the bright lights on, and there's so much of that now, you almost don't even notice when somebody flashes their high beams to let you over. I mean, you see it. I think most truckers would prefer if you dimmed your light, you know, flashed them off instead of flashing the brights, but it is what it is. You just deal with it. So if that helps answer your question, I don't know if I could see the four ways in my mirrors like that and catch it enough to know what they were wanting.
I know years ago I went several times to Washington, D.C. and that, and traveled across I-70 a lot, and it seemed like they appreciated it back then. If they would pass you, I'd let them get out so far in front of me, and then I'd just barely flicker the high beams just one time, and they'd go ahead and pull in, and then they would turn their red lights on the back of their truck on and off, their running lights, to let you know they appreciated it. So I hadn't heard that either, Jerry.
During the daytime, it's not an issue, but like Shane said, we have people coming up behind us all the time now that they leave the high beams on all the time. And when it's coming up behind you, of course, facing you, coming towards you is bad, but behind you is bad too because they're blind you in your side mirrors. And you can, you know, you can flip that regular rear view up to keep it off it, but it blinds you in the side mirrors when they come around you. They just, you know, with these high intensity lights now, it's just, I mean, it's unreal. I don't see that well at night anyway, but that just makes it 10 times worse for me. But I generally just give them plenty of space anyway. I'm not in a big hurry to go anywhere anymore.
True. I mean, Tom, we appreciate when you flash the light like that, because you can see the light as long as you don't hold the beams on, obviously, and I know you don't do that. But, you know, the worst thing for me, which I wish they would do something different, is the emergency vehicles or, you know, police officers or construction crews. They, you know, they narrow you down to one lane. You got cones on both sides. And then their lights are so bright and strobing that it's almost, that's almost the worst thing out there. You can barely see going through those construction sites, especially when it's dark and rainy like this. I wish they had a way of dimming their lights some where they weren't so, you know, bright and strobe-like like that. I think that would be a big help. And I'm going to make this my last one. I'm almost there. N4, is that okay? You guys have a good evening.
73, Shane, and hope you have fair winds and good weather and all of that stuff. Very nice to hear you tonight. And be safe out there. This is Enduro TR.
Hey, Shane, have a safe night. Talk to you later. Yeah, those blue lights that they're using now, so bright now, just if you get too close to them, man, it just blinds me. They are the worst, and I don't. I mean, they just two or three of them together. It's just like, you know, I can't see anything. Tom, I'm gonna let you get on. I know you go probably gonna grab you something else, eat probably dessert. And, more than likely, Bernice was rattling around the pots and pans of it looking for a frying pan, probably. It won't dent, so I'll leave that up to her to take care of you. I'll talk to you later, Tom. 73 N4DJC.
Okay, Jerry. There's a 10-meter contest on this weekend. I don't know how good it'll be. Depends on the weather and the sunspots and all that stuff, of course. I just looked up at my CQ calendar here, and it has it on there. Yeah, she's over there. She made 3 fruitcakes today, homemade ones. And I just can't hardly look at food now. I ate too much. shoot. Well, Jerry, I would comment on one other thing. I don't know if it's because I'm in a sedan or what, but these big, huge pickup trucks they make nowadays, even like the Ford 150 and stuff like that, they got such beautiful light displays on the front. But, man, you pull up to a stoplight, either in front or the back of them, and it just blinds the snot out of you with those LEDs and stuff. And they are really nice if you're the guy behind the wheel. But even in traffic with the taillights they got on a lot of these SUVs now, they're way up high. I think the Cadillac's got some of the prettiest taillights in the industry, but boy, any of them, they just blind you because they're really efficient, that's for sure. So there's good and bad in all of it, I guess. I heard you earlier, Jerry, but I didn't break in. You was talking to a gentleman this morning. I'd heard him before, and I was busy with some paperwork and a paper shredder and that, and so I didn't break in, but I'm glad to catch you this afternoon and take care of my friend, and I'll look for you tomorrow. N4DJC and 0TR73.
Tommy, I know what you're talking about. Those, it's like they got driving lights and regular headlights and fog lights. They got them all turned on at the same time. But I've got fog lights on my Accord, but I don't turn them on. Because they do, they will absolutely, you put those in regular beams on at the same time. The high beams are not LEDs. I don't think they're not quite as bright as the regular beams, the regular lights are, but they're still pretty tough when they're coming towards you behind either one. Have a good evening, and I'll maybe talk to you a little bit later on. Who knows, I'm going to run down and see if I can give me a little something to eat. I'm getting a little hungry again. But have a good one, Tom. Talk to you later. N0TR, N4DJC.